As an AIDS outreach worker with Dartmouth-Hitchcock in Nashua, it's Gene Ady's job to bring up the uncomfortable, like asking people about their risk factors for HIV.
I'm like, geez, you know, you're having unprotected sex. When was the last time you were tested? Oh, I've never been tested. Well, what do you mean you haven't been tested? I don't need to get tested. I'm not with anybody from Boston. That's sort of the mentality in New Hampshire. I mean, the image of the cozy, scenic, you know, New Hampshire, HIV is sort of hiding behind that.
Ady says she's constantly telling people HIV and AIDS are a threat, that the virus and those who live with it are in our communities.
If somebody were to look at me, they would say, wow, that's a really healthy person, and they would never, ever suspect that I had it.
This woman from the Monadnock region asked we not use her name. She's petite, energetic, a working mom who tested positive in 2003. Only her close friends know her status. Unlike cancer or cholesterol, it's a health topic that remains taboo for many.
It's really isolating for me. My experience is that I live in a small town, and I suspect that there are people in my town that probably are also HIV positive, but I don't know who they are. And I feel like I'm the only one. So sometimes it just feels really lonely.
She's one of about 1,200 people living with HIV in New Hampshire. The state has one of the lowest per capita rates in the country. And new data shows that for the past 5 years, the number of new infections has plateaued at about 50 a year, with most cases along the southern tier.
50 people a year is absolutely a good thing. But the question still remains, how many people don't we know about?
Susan McNeil is executive director of AIDS services for the Monadnock region.
How many people don't have access to care? How many people aren't getting tested because we don't seem to be able to have an infrastructure that supports effective prevention outreach?
McNeil says state funding for local AIDS organizations has been cut in half in recent years, impacting her group's ability to do important prevention work, including school presentations and community events. And the Centers for Disease Control changed the formula for how it distributes federal money. New Hampshire's share has dropped by a third. But there is some good news on the broader front. Today's drug cocktails allow HIV-infected people to live longer, healthier lives. In fact, life expectancies are now nearly equivalent to people without HIV. Jose Montero, the state's director of public health, praises the advancements, but cautions it could lead people to shrug off the virus's impact and make riskier decisions.
This is a lifelong disease. Treatment is incredibly complex and difficult and has huge impact in the quality of life of people, even though we have done huge improvements in those treatments.
Montero says his goal is to get the number of new infections in the state to zero. That will take more prevention work and more testing. That's something Tim Leahy, an HIV doctor at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, says his colleagues don't do enough.
In New Hampshire, there probably is more of a false sense of security about HIV. I think you'll find people who say, well, HIV, that's a problem for over there or someplace else and not our problem here. And as a result, I think we sometimes let our patients down by not testing, by not being on the lookout for signs that we should test.
Leahy wants testing to become a routine part of medical care. Knowing your status, as difficult as that can help stop the spread.
For me, as a person living with HIV, there's not a single day that goes by that I don't think about it. It's always present. It's always this thing that hovers over you like this cloud that you carry with you.
But she says as much as it changes her life, she won't let HIV define it. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.